Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. For a free rate quote. And of course, it is the Monday after opening weekend of the NFL season. So we have got a ton to talk about. So much NFL to talk about that we are not even going to get to the LA Clippers' woeful, embarrassing, ridiculous, unforgivable performance in game six. All due respect to the Nuggets who played well. No, we're not even going to get to that. And I got a big announcement about it tomorrow on the show. We're going to be all football today. And we'll deal with the Clippers tomorrow. But let me introduce my partner first, and then we'll get to the Odd Couple crew. What's up, Mr. Parker? How are you?
I'm doing just great. It's a I Told You Monday on this Magic City Monday, and I'm ready to go.
I told you so,
Rob Parker.
What you told me is Indianapolis, the New York Jets.
Teams today,
make the playoffs.
Today is not going to be the day that you deflect. Today is not that day.
I ain't deflecting.
All right,
I'm
yes,
just
you
saying,
are.
You better chill out if you think you're going to tell me something.
Because I'll tell you about football is what I'm going to tell you. And I've been in that parking lot since last night after that Tampa Bay game waiting for the show. All right?
Man, I hope you watched it because I got some news for you. But yeah, we'll get to that.
I did watch it. And
okay,
as we know, I've been covering the National Football League since 1987. I want you guys to remember that. That's all.
And what? You haven't relax. All right, we'll get to that. All right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. And Rob, I'm sure it was the same for you. When I heard his voice, I was expecting the Heavy or USC Chris or Iowa Sam. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is back. Welcome. When I heard his voice before the show, my eyes lit up, man. It's good to have him back. I'm sure it was the same with you, Rob. And I told him, Rob, on his Instagram, he was on vacation, I saw a lot of too much skin. Not a little too much, a lot of too much.
He's on vacation. That's what you're supposed to do. Skin is in.
I wasn't expecting that. Were you? I saw a picture of him in some like aqua shorts. Sitting on a tree branch or something.
CB, I
got...
With
nothing else on but the shorts.
I got a question. I don't need to see all that.
You work with me.
See, I got a question for you. So if you go to the beach, would you see anything different than that picture? That's all I got to say.
You weren't on the beach.
I was in a river.
You were in a tree or something. Am I wrong? Weren't you in a tree?
I was in the river, though. Yes.
The only bad part is that those shorts that he had on were 50% off, so if he turned around, there was a hole in the back.
Rob, I'll tell you this. You would have been proud. My mom, she lives the Rob Parker lifestyle. She found those for a dollar. She buys me stuff for a dollar, dude.
Awesome.
Insane. A dollar for shorts. Come on now.
Wow. Well, it is great to have you back,
man.
And you're fully clothed, which is nice.
Yeah, I had to put a shirt on.
So on a Magic City Monday, it's the DJ Alex Teichert. All right, and we got super producer Rob G, of course, running things. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, let's get it started. The New Orleans Saints beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady throws a pick six. I know you are all excited and hyped up. As you said, you spent the night in the parking lot at Fox Sports Radio. So go ahead, have your fun.
I just want to
say.
Is music coming? Is there some?
No music.
Okay.
Everybody already knows. I've been trying to tell people
since 2012 to stop
living in the past. Tom Brady is washed, and you saw Exhibit A. Brady finished 23-36, 239 measly yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a fumble, which he recovered, but it was a fumble. Also was sacked 3 times, quarterback rating of 78. And Brady looked old and didn't look good. And here's the other thing. Before people try to say, it's only one game. Here's 2 things you got to remember. Because my phone exploded when Brady got his first touchdown and he threw a long pass early on in that first drive. People were texting, oh, there's the GOAT. Did you see the GOAT? Oh, he's ready to go. So if Tom Brady would have had 4 touchdowns and they would have won, nobody would have said, it's only game one. You can't really judge on game one. Yes, you can. And here's the other part. You don't get better as you get older. And I'm talking about a 43-year-old quarterback. This whole notion that he's going to be better later on is hogwash. And I love Bruce Arians, who hasn't had a winning record since 2015, no kid gloves for Brady. He blamed both interceptions on Brady.
You obviously aren't up to date because he retracted the first interception. He said that was Mike Evans' fault today.
He went on the record.
He went on the record today and said it was his mistake.
And he talked about Brady and at least put some blame and stop making excuses. That team, as I said, will not, N-O-T, make the playoffs. All you talked about, Chris, was look at all the weapons. He has Leonard Fournette. Oh, look at the tight ends he has. Oh, Tom Brady has all these weapons. This is why you were afraid to bet the Jordans. This is why. Tom Brady is washed. I can't wait for Christian Fourier to come on, because he will give you more about the Brady and where he
didn't
is.
Didn't he pick Brady as MVP?
He was the one. What?
I think he said Brady was going to be MVP.
He was the one who said that the Patriots wouldn't offer him a contract and that they didn't want him. So I'm just going to
I think he predicted Brady's going to be MVP.
He was on top of the story about the Patriots not wanting him. And there's a reason why. If Tom Brady was all that, he would be the quarterback in New England. This is why he only had 2 offers, the Chargers and Tampa Bay. So I don't want to hear all you Tom Brady apologists today. Nobody wants to hear it. Face up. I don't care about how many Super Bowls he's won. He's now thrown pick sixes in 3 straight games.
Oh, so that overshadows six Super Bowls.
We're talking about the present.
You're a writer. You know better than that.
Not ancient history. And that's what I'm talking about.
Ancient.
Nobody cares.
It was 2 years ago he won the Super Bowl.
Right. And in that Super Bowl,
ancient?
He didn't throw.
He
that
won.
Super Bowl, he didn't even throw a
he
touchdown.
Won.
And that's my point. And he's the first guy, quarterback, to throw 3 straight pick sixes since Matt Schaub and Blaine Gabbert in 2013. It's been 7 years, and listen to the names that you're putting Brady in the company of. Tom Brady, face it, Chris Broussard, you were wrong, and I challenge you right now on Tom Brady. What's the bet? Because you got
we
to go
already
to the
bet.
No, I want to bet a bigger
bet. We bet that they would
bet.
Make the playoffs, right?
Let's
bet
make a
nothing.
Bigger
finish
bet.
Finish your little spiel, because no, this is weak. This is what you sat in the parking lot all night for?
I'm about to demolish that little spiel you just gave.
Finish up, and then it's my turn.
No, you're not going to demolish me because you were wrong. As usual, whenever it comes to these guys, prisoner of the moment, you danced around about Cleveland a year ago. You're going to be wrong about Tampa Bay. You were wrong about Dak Prescott. We saw that again yesterday. When it comes
look,
to these moments
it on
in football,
Brady, I
and
can
here's
bring
the
up
other
the Chargers,
one. No,
I can bring
no,
up
I'm not.
Carson Wentz.
No,
keep
I'm
it on
bring,
Brady.
No.
Seriously.
I'm talking about
I mean,
about
we going to bring up everything when you said he never get to a Super Bowl in 2012.
And here's
never
the other
again?
Part. And here's
stop
the other
it.
Part.
Mexico, here, you should be in Mexico now, right now.
Here's the other part. All you did, you went on some time.
You should be in Mexico.
You went on something about.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
About Patrick Mahomes in game one. The top 10 quarterbacks this past week, he wasn't even in the top 10. And you were trying to get me to be convinced that he was the MVP and the Chiefs. No, I want to tell you how wrong you are.
Keep it on Brady and then keep quiet when I talk.
When it comes to these quarterbacks and you pushing and pumping up these guys, you're dead wrong on Tom Brady and you're going to be wrong. He's washed.
Okay, thank you. That was it? That was it. You took 8 minutes. Seven minutes, and that
I
was it.
I gave you the numbers. Don't
all
talk
right,
about
here
me.
We go.
Come
here
with
we
something.
Go. Here
go
we
ahead
go.
And make up
number
a story.
Number one. All right, let me finish. I sat still most of the time. For 90% of your spiel, I sat still. And listen, number one game. When I brought up Pat Mahomes or when I bring up anybody else, it's early. I'm not ready to say it's one game. And here you are after one game making a declaration about Tom Brady. So you just proved yourself to be hypocritical in that regard. Number two, you always say, you dismiss a legitimate explanation for something by saying, hold on, you can't say he's old or he played poorly because if he had played well, you would still give him credit for it. Well, that makes no sense. So stop using that. Because if Michael Jordan, nobody holds his years in Washington against him. But if he had gone there and led him to another championship, you darn Skippy, we would have been saying Jordan 7-0 in the finals and used that in the GOAT conversation. So that's dismissing your second point. Third point, Bruce Arians calling him out. First of all, I like legitimate coaching. And Bruce Arians wasn't yelling. He wasn't ranting and raving. He wasn't calling Tom Brady out of his name. He pointed out that Brady made a bad throw. He actually was mistaken because he blamed Brady for both interceptions. And then today he came back and admitted Mike Evans made the wrong play. It wasn't Brady's fault. But I got no problem with him calling. Hey, if a grown man can't handle another man saying, pointing out his mistakes in a calm, rational manner, get out the NFL. Get out the NFL. And Brady himself tweeted or Instagrammed, I'm used to it. He's not going to crumble because the coach said something about him. Wow. And here's the thing. If you watch the game, other than just looking at the numbers, which may be all you did, Rob, you will see Tom Brady made some very good throws. I'm not going to defend the pick six. That was a bad throw. And Bruce Arians should not have Brady throwing from the left hash all the way across the field. His arm in his heyday wasn't strong enough to do that all the time. So at 43, he shouldn't be doing that. And Brady should know it, and Arians should know it too. But Tom Brady threw some, all this talk about he don't have the arm, a 29-yarder to Chris Godwin, perfectly placed, I believe it was the right sideline in the first quarter. Two great long throws to Mike Evans. It won't show up in your stat book, Rob, but if you watch the game, you'll see they were two long pass interferences for 70 yards. That would have put him at 340. And that's essentially, it's just as good as a completion. So those were good throws to Mike Evans. He made Scotty Miller look good. Some nice throws to him. So I was pleased. I mean, again, I didn't expect them to win. I expected them to cover. Didn't expect them to win. Know they're going to get better. There's no doubt they're going to get better. The running game actually was pretty good, even though Fournette didn't do much. The kid starting in front of him actually ran pretty well. They're going to be fine. Anyone that watched that game with objectivity,
that is the biggest
I think, looked
sports,
at them and said they're going.
Take
no,
that
let
is
me
ridiculous.
Finish. Let
they're
me finish.
They're going to be fine. It's
yeah, they're going to be fine. They're going. I didn't pick them to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs. They will get better. I got no issues. Pick six, fine. Okay. He'll get better. He was
it
down on himself.
It changed the game. What do you mean you got no issues? The game was close before
they
the pick six.
They lost one game.
That was
I'm
the pick six.
Trip?
That was the
game.
No,
let me finish
that was
this.
The game.
Let me finish this. Tom Brady, including yesterday, has lost four season openers. Guess what happened in the first three season openers he lost?
You're living
seasons.
In the past.
He
this ain't Bill Belichick. This ain't
so
past.
Stop
so
it.
Bet it then,
you
Chris.
Are the prisoner
bet
of the
it.
Moment.
So bet
you're
it.
You're hypocritical.
So bet it.
You're a prisoner
that they're
of the
going
moment.
To the Super Bowl. You don't even
you're
believe what you're
of
saying.
The moment,
you
Rob
are.
Parker.
You don't even believe what you're
I
saying.
I got better things to spend my money on than
you
a pair of Jordans.
You don't even believe it. You don't even believe it.
You
the last three times he went to the Super Bowl. He ain't going to no damn Super Bowl. You know it today, and I told you
nothing.
That before the season. Yes, you
just
do know
just because I don't
want
to bet it don't mean I don't know it. I
yes,
picked him to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not backing off that pick. All right, your turn to weigh in 877-99 on Fox. For those that watched the game and didn't just watch a Golden Girls reruns and then look at the box score, call us up, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What did you think about Tom Brady's debut performance in the pewter and orange or whatever the heck they wear in the Bucs uniforms? Is he washed, as Rob says, or was it just a bad game, which is expected to me in his first game with a new team, new offense, so on and so forth, and not much of an offseason? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob. The Odd Couple is at it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's right. That's 15% on top of what you already could be saving with Geico. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. It's creeping up on us. October 7th is the deadline. So visit geico.com to learn more. All right, we threw it out to you. Was Tom Brady, did he look washed yesterday? Or was it just kind of a performance to be expected in his first game with a new team? What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to win.
All right, and this was Tom Brady. Here's the highlight that you'll hear for the rest of the season when you talk about Tom Brady.
Now a second down and 15 from their own 32. Ball in the left hash. Bucks working from our left to right. Chris Godwin in motion again to the right. Brady takes a gun snap, quick throw near side. It's picked off. Janoris Jenkins, 15, 10, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Janoris Jenkins, pick six.
Wow, that was
music
so, that
to
was
my
so
ear.
Clever. That was
music
so clever,
to my
Rob.
Ear. Blake in
you
Bakersfield,
got Alex to play that. Wow.
California. You're on the Odd Couple.
Wow.
Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Blake?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing this afternoon?
We are good, man. How are you?
I'm blessed, baby. So real quick, I think it's way too quick to talk about Tom Brady being washed. I mean,
thank you.
You have to consider this. We're in a COVID environment. There's no preseason. He just switched to a new team after being with the same team for 20 years. Still got to build that rapport with his receivers. I mean, if it's week six or week seven, he's still showing the
dude,
same thing.
Dude, he's 43 years old.
Can he finish,
stop with
Rob?
The excuses.
Can he finish?
No,
he's
that's
not,
so
he's
ridiculous.
Giving explanation. It's
that's
true.
So ridiculous because
Blake,
when he started,
good
Blake,
call.
And he scored a touchdown
Rob
early, people were going
logic.
Crazy.
He
that
don't
was
hear
ridiculous.
Logic.
I don't want to hear about that.
You don't
what
hear
he got?
Logic.
He got 4 years to get.
He's supposed to step right in.
He's got,
no,
he's got
hardly
four,
any
yes,
training
yes.
camp. No preseason.
Yes.
Okay.
Nobody
yeah, okay.
did. Nobody had training camp or preseason.
And most quarterbacks didn't look good. I mean, honestly, most didn't.
This is when Tom Brady signed with the Bucs. Everybody
only a couple,
was like,
handful threw for
everybody was
plus.
Like. Oh, the Messiah has shown up in
Can
Tampa
we get
Bay.
To the calls?
I got a question
time.
For
this
you,
is,
Chris Broussard. Here's my question.
Where's your Messiah now?
That's
Tom
right.
Brady
Where's
was
your
never
Messiah,
my Messiah
now?
You don't want to know about my Messiah because it ain't no
We want to know.
I'll tell you that.
Tom Brady. Joe in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Thanks for taking my phone call. Hey, Rob, you better put some respect behind Tom Brady's name when you're referring to him. You got to compare him to the greatness of, like, Michael Jordan. He delivered six championships just like Jordan.
Stop talking
honestly,
about the past.
Can the
Joe,
callers finish?
No, we're not
the
talking about his history.
Of, let him
Joe,
talk about what he
talk
wants.
About Sunday. No, we're not
no,
doing
you're
that.
No, you're the one. You're the
Joe,
one.
Talk
oh,
about Sunday.
Moment. One game.
Talk
now,
about
now. You all on one game.
I would talk about Sunday if you quit doing what you do to Rob and just quit interrupting me. But like what I was about to tell you, don't underestimate the heart of a champion. You can't base yourself on one game,
those
one
are all
throw.
Cliches, Joe. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's what Rob was
Joe,
saying
all
at, on Friday.
Thanks.
This one game,
all
I don't cliches. Know. And here's something else. Rob tried to diss Pat Mahomes. He wasn't even in the top 10. Actually, his QBR for the first week was third.
No. I didn't say that.
No.
I said for fantasy quarterbacks.
Let me finish.
That's what I said.
I don't care about no fantasy quarterback.
Those are the numbers that the people look at. He's not in the top 10.
I'm talking about real life. I'm not into fantasy.
That's what I'm telling you.
I'm not into make-believe.
I'm telling you what the fantasy numbers
were. Well, let me finish. Let me correct. I'm not into make-believe. QBR, he had the third highest. Passer rating, he had the fifth highest. So stop trying to act
oh,
like
yeah,
he's
the overwhelming MVP. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Lando in New Hampshire, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Lando?
Okay, question of the night. Who's the biggest bum, Tom Brady or Rob Parker?
Tom Brady.
Rob Parker.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway,
all right, thanks for the call.
Go
Is
ahead.
That all you got?
Go ahead.
Brady's go ahead. Old, right? But he's got a noodle arm. Let's just leave it at that.
That's it?
All right, thanks. Mark in Sacramento, okay. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
You know you ain't getting that Brady crap out of me today. This is exactly what I said. And what's up, fellas? This is exactly what we talked about 6 months ago with his arm strength not being there. The last thing we saw last year was the first thing we saw this year. Pick six. He can't throw those 12-yard outs. And I don't want to hear this crap about he was throwing it across the field. No, he's trying to take seven-step drops when he's only used to taking three- and four-step drops.
Mark, what about the passes
and
to
the
Mike Evans? No, let me ask Mark, since Mark's on the Rob Parker bandwagon. What about the two long passes to Mike Evans where they got pass interferences, the pass
I'm
to
not
God
giving him no
20,
penalty.
What?
You can't give him no stats.
Why
stop
not?
That, Chris.
It's just
those
like
are
a catch.
Phony stats, Chris.
No,
those
it's
are
not.
Phony
I'm
stats.
I'm just saying, those were long throws that were on the money.
Chris, they lost, and he threw a that
I
changed the game.
You, Rob, Mark,
a pick
I'm
six.
Asking you, Mark, what about those throws? Did those show no arm strength, no touch? I ain't think so. He didn't want to answer
drop,
that.
Which okay. he's not used to, and getting the hell beat out of him because that's what's going to happen, trying to take seven-step drops and he can't move. Yo, watch what happens. That dude's a statue back there. I don't know what you're saying. I see a billy goat, not a goat. You guys have a good one.
My man. That's right.
Mark got
billy
a little
goat.
Hot. That
I
means I got up under his skin.
Nah,
that's right. Because you was calling
means
in
that
with
we've
that
been talking about it for 6 months.
Anybody that watched that game,
where's your
I'm
Messiah
not defending.
Now?
I'm not defending.
Where's
I'm
your
not
Messiah?
At all defending that he didn't play well. I'm just saying there was easy to see moments where you can feel good about the future. No question about it. All right. We will ask our next guest, former teammate, of course, of Tom Brady, Christian Fourier, about what his thoughts were on yesterday's game. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He won two Super Bowls in New England. He's a WEEI Boston radio host. Our friend, Christian Fourier. Christian, what's happening, man?
You know, there's two things that I knew were going to happen today. One, my kids were finally going to go to school, and I was going to be talking to Rob Parker. Listening to Rob Parker take a victory lap, talking about how I told you so when you made some sort of crazy claim 10 years ago.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
It was 8 years ago. It was 8 years ago. So
there you go.
But Christian, go ahead, Rob.
Go ahead.
Well, let's get to it. You, and correct me if I'm wrong, you predicted Tom Brady would be MVP this year, so tell us what you thought about yesterday's performance.
Well, hold on. I also said he would be the comeback player of the year. I thought he would be the MVP of the season, the MVP of the Super Bowl, and the
so
NFL man of the year. And
all
the NFL
of that?
Man of the year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all of it in one.
And is he going to be the president, too?
I will say this. Like, It kind of made me chuckle a little bit. It kind of went as bad as it possibly could for Brady and the Bucs, and about as good as it could for Cam and the Patriots. It was kind of weird just the way that all worked out.
Oh, it was
out.
Great. It was great theater. Great.
Yeah, but for Tom, I tell you what. One, what was obvious to me is just how differently Bruce Arians runs his team as opposed to Bill Belichick. Brady was not good. He wasn't. But I also feel like there was a couple times in there
where, listen, the tackles gave up lots of pressure, a miscommunication, typical stuff that would happen to any rookie, really, and a new receiving core. But ultimately, I didn't think he played terrible. Like, I didn't think, I mean, overall, he had, like, maybe he had some really bad plays that really stunk up the joint. And as a team, they made some stupid right. mistakes. But ultimately, I didn't think he played terrible. But he was also playing against a really, really good team that was, and a quarterback that wasn't intimidated by him, a team that had been together for a while, that didn't need preseason game, that kind of understood where everybody went. And these guys, although they got a bunch of talent, they're still trying to figure it out. So there's going to be some issues. And that's where I was kind of, I feel like I underestimated, like, the how they were just a little bit slower reacting than I thought they'd be.
Well, the big thing with Brady, too, is everybody was ranting and raving about all the weapons he has now and how this is what he didn't have in New England and how, people got him going to the Super Bowl like you and Chris. And when you looked at him, he looked like a 43-year-old. And, Christian, here's my other point. People don't get better as they get older, as they go along. They get worse. That's why they make Viagra. It doesn't work that way. So I'm not buying
Speak
at all.
Speak for yourself.
I'm just giving you facts.
And
it
it's
don't
Roman.
Work. People 65 are not. You know, people 20 aren't using Viagra. People 65 are. So my point is, the chances of him getting better as time goes on.
Yeah, listen, I get it, but I don't think he looked any different than he did last year. I mean, I don't. I think he made a really stupid throw to the outside that yep. ended up being a pick six. But then if you look at some of the other throws, I mean, he was dialed in. They're not ready yet. They're not ready. And I
right. Didn't he make some good throws to Mike Evans on the PIs? Chris Godwin, I thought he actually threw it downfield.
He made two
I thought he threw it.
Oh
my
God.
Even take those away.
I thought
he threw downfield pretty well, Christian.
I think that he, it's so, like, this is what happens when you play team sports. Like, you other guys need to play better. Like, all of them. I thought that looked like a stupid team. If you want,
yep,
like,
penalties,
I thought
nine
Bruce
penalties.
Arians, I thought Bruce Arians with all his, like, I'm a player's coach and I'm going to, you know, we're going to drink no matter what. Let's have a grand old time. And then he's out there publicly criticizing Tom Brady.
Yes.
Like, questioning his grit and his determination. I was like, are you out of your mind?
I love
it. So you think that's a big deal that he said about Brady? Because he didn't rant and go off on him, but he said it.
That is so disrespectful. Listen, basically you're calling him soft and mentally weak. Now, I don't care. If that was me, I'd be pissed off. So you're telling me I've been playing 20 years, and you're questioning my toughness? You're questioning my determination, my perseverance? Dude, we are not friends anymore. I hate you. Like, I hate you.
So
hate
what
do
you think? How's Brady going to react, you think?
I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not sure. Because the one thing I'll say about Bill is, like, you know, sure, he maybe didn't appreciate you, but he never would publicly undress you. He would never publicly shame you. Like, you would get, I don't know, I got to look at the tape. So, sure enough, after the games, Bruce Arians, hey, you know, I don't know, Tom made a mistake. You know, he read the coverage wrong. Oh, sorry, my bad today.
Right.
My guy ran the wrong route.
Right.
What a dope. Like, to me, he's the dope. He's the one, I almost feel like he's trying to protect himself somehow. So, if this goes wrong, it's like, well, it wasn't my fault. He was throwing the wrong plays. I thought he was better. I thought he was tougher.
Christian, here's the other part. Everybody said, oh, all you got to do is take Jameis Winston and his interceptions away, add Tom Brady, add water, and they're going to the Super Bowl. And what did Tom Brady do in his first game? Two picks, a fumble, which they recovered. But he did the same thing that Jameis Winston did. This is the reason that team didn't win. But everybody thought that he was the magical elixir. And Tom Brady – go ahead.
It's funny because, you know, they kept showing Jameis Winston, and I can just, man, you know, Jameis Winston was like, well, now I know it wasn't me.
Right.
It was my fault. Nope. Here's the greatest quarterback ever, and he's throwing a pick six. Listen, I get it. It was not good. It was not a good performance. Now, I would say I don't think it's going to end that way. I was just really surprised that how they were just they were off. It's fun to see a team like New Orleans that has been together. They all know the offense. They all know what they're doing, right? And then you have this let's bring the band together. Let's get Gronk, who looks skinny and slow. Let's bring Leonard Fournette in. Like, oh, look at big bruising back. I mean,
none of them, it's going to be about until November until they're, like, you know, hitting on all cylinders. They may be 10-6 now, but they still will be the best team in the NFL.
Christian, let's talk about Cam. And obviously it was a great opener for them. I mean, look, tell me, taking into account the competition, how impressive was this performance, and what does this tell you that you can look forward to in the rest of the season from New England?
I would think, like, you know, one thing I'll say about Cam, and I wasn't a huge fan of Cam, but the guy is a fighter. The guy is tough. Say what you want about his personality. He owns his personality. He doesn't even care what you think. He just is who he is. And that part I love. So he's going to fit in well here because people respect that here. But I just question the talent. So everything went well. They played against a team that was not very good, and they're rebuilding, and the Patriots kind of bullied them, and they had the element of surprise, and Cam ran, you know, a bunch, and everything worked out great. Wait till they play against some better teams in the next 4 weeks. They're going to need to open up their playbook. They're going to need to get a little bit more exotic. Cam is going to have to win games with his arms, not his legs. And then they don't have anyone to throw to. They haven't even been approached. So, sure enough, you're in a third down situation, got to have it. And then your receiver, one, can't get open. Two, you're inaccurate. Hey. Listen, I like him, but that game proved nothing to me as far as Patriots.
Hey, all Christian, man, we appreciate you.
Great
Thanks
stuff,
for the insight, man. Yes.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, Christian.
All I know is I heard Viagra and I got excited.
No, I know. All of a sudden, your phone dropped like you had somewhere to go.
All right, buddy. All right, thank you. And Rob, it's Roman. It's Roman around here.
Yes, all right. It is. You're right. Chris, you should know. You take two a day.
Please. All right, here we go. Is OBJ still an elite receiver? Didn't really look that way yesterday. We'll get into that next, but it's the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. We're brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging, no burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast, and you will not stink. All right, Rob. I'm watching all these games on Sunday, NFL Sunday Ticket and all that, and I got all the games on. And one of the main ones I had, of course, was Baltimore-Cleveland. I expected it to be a fairly easy victory for the Ravens, and it was. It was even easier than I expected.
Boy, Lamar looks pretty damn good.
He took off right where he left off. I mean, in the regular season, right?
He did everything right.
He only ran six times.
And I think, what was he, 12 for 18 or something?
No, it was like 20 for 25 or something. Well, I'll get it exactly.
Yeah,
can
you get it? But it was efficient.
He was great.
Of throws.
No, he was fantastic. And like you said, had about 250 yards, led him in rushing, but just really threw the ball well and could have run a lot of times. And
he didn't have to.
He threw it. He was 20 for 25, as I said. 275 yards.
Good, right. Yeah.
That's an 11-yard average. You know, I mean, it was just, he was spectacular. Three touchdowns, no picks. But I did, honestly, and I know they were facing a good defense, Rob. I expected more from the Browns. And as you know, I didn't pick them to make the playoffs this year. But I just thought they would look a little better than that. And I was really, it was a lot to be disappointed in. But watching OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., we all know how talented he is. He is not only one of the best talents at that position in the league, but in to come in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years or so at that position, which is saying a lot. But I don't know if he's any going to be elite anymore, right? I know it's only one game, and Baker, a lot of it's on Baker Mayfield. But OBJ had 10 targets, so they were throwing him the ball, but he only had 3 catches. He dropped one in the second quarter that was a big drop. And 22 yards, 3 catches for 22 yards. And watching him, Rob, and seeing him just be pedestrian, if that, it just hit me like, I know there are exceptions, but this is about being a pro. And I think his work ethic is fine. But a lot of the outside stuff, man, you can, no matter how talented you are, you have got to be focused primarily on your craft. Again, there's exceptions, but I don't think he's going to be an exception. And when I looked at him, I was thinking it takes more than talent. It takes more than talent. Now, I think he's kind of wasting, again, one game, but he's on the path to wasting his great talent.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do as well as his quarterback. I hear what you're saying.
No doubt.
His quarterback is not as good and has taken a step back. Took a step back
probably
last
not
year,
even
Chris.
As good as he had with Eli. I mean, we know about Eli in the playoffs, but I mean even the regular season.
Right. I'm serious with Baker Mayfield. So you're right. It might be an issue. Maybe I wasted money thinking he was going to get more than 5.5 touchdowns this year. Because yesterday, he only had 4 last year, Chris. And if yesterday was any indication, and yes, it is one game, it just didn't look promising. At one point, I swear to you, in the first half, I looked at the stats and I said, is he hurt? Is he not playing? That's what I thought.
Right, because I don't even know if he had a catch in the first half.
He wasn't in the stats. He wasn't in the stats. So I was like, is he hurt? Because I don't do the red zone. I focus in on whatever game I'm watching and then watch the highlights. So I just want to focus in on whatever game that I'm watching, and that's what I normally do. But I was like, wow. So I was looking around at some stuff, and I couldn't see any numbers for him. So if you're the Browns and things don't turn around in a couple of weeks and somebody's looking for a receiver, you might be ready to make a move before he's totally has no value.
Well, it's interesting because obviously he's got the big contract. And like you said, he hadn't been productive in a while. A lot of it's been injuries. And then he brings some baggage. So it'd be interesting what his value was. Remember, a few times teams like the Giants tried to trade him and there just wasn't much out there for him. You know, so it's interesting. I just hope he can regroup. I mean, maybe these struggles you would hope would kind of get him refocused, you know, and really let him say, you know what, I don't want to waste this. Let me get focused on this, my career.
But it also could go the other way, where you get the finger pointing, the quarterback's no good. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it really gets ugly.
If they keep losing,
And we're in week 6, and he doesn't have a touchdown, or he has one touchdown, Chris, right? He might be like, oh, wait a minute. Like, this ain't me. The dude honestly can't give me the ball. I
hate to say it, Rob.
That.
You're probably right. That probably is the way it would go.
Right.
If we're in week 6, he's got one touchdown, if that. And Baker wasn't good. Baker was, I think he had the second lowest QBR.
No, it was bad.
Something like that. He's got weapons galore. They got good running backs. Baker, somebody was telling me, I think actually it was Rob G in the meeting, but I thought it was a very smart comment. If he was a third round pick, he might be benched at this point. You know, because he just hadn't been produced. Now, he has had 4 coaches, so I give him a little time, but they got to get better, much better, much quicker.
Right, yep. And yesterday was another example of the same old, same old.
All right, 2 hours left. Couple, you know what to do. Keep it locked.